Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. It's very windy out there this morning and likely will be all day, forecasters say. We're under a high wind warning until 6 this evening. Gusts during the day could hit 60 miles an hour. In fact, there was a 66-mile-per-hour gust at Reagan National around 11:30 last night. From the WMAL Storm Center, Fairfax County public schools are opening 2 hours late today due to power outages scattered across the county. At this hour, thousands of people remain without electricity thanks to those high winds bringing down trees and tree limbs onto power lines. Pepco has about 1,000 customers out. Dominion Virginia Power, about 11,000. BGE has 2,100 customers out. And Novec is working to restore power to about 400 of its customers. There is no Blue Line Metro Rail service from now through the end of the month during Metro's latest surge of SafeTrack work. But you have a few options.
During rush hour, you can take the Yellow Line if you don't mind being in an extra crowded Metro car. Another option?
The Council of Governments has a ride matching service
called Commuter Connections. The director of Fairfax County's Department of Transportation, Todd Bishodny, says you can also find a ride or passenger online through New Ride with New, spelled N-U, or at a park and ride lot. If you need to get to the Pentagon, the Fairfax Connector added service between there and the Vienna Metro Station, and
Route 599 service will be operating from the Reston North park and ride lot.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A House committee is taking up an unusual resolution to invalidate a D.C. law. The House Oversight Committee votes today on whether to send a resolution to the House floor blocking D.C.'s Death with Dignity law. That law would allow terminally ill patients to end their lives with a doctor's help. Five states have similar laws, but Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz has vowed to stop the law, calling it misguided and immoral. The Maryland House now gets to take up a bill allowing Maryland's Attorney General to sue the federal government without first getting the governor's permission, ostensibly to fight President Trump's initiatives.
If it got through the Senate, the House may be an even easier bet.
Democrats not only have a majority, they have a supermajority, which means that there's really not much Republicans can do to stop a bill.
Political scientist Todd Eberle also says Governor Hogan's powerless here. It's a joint resolution, so it cannot be vetoed.
The Maryland Constitution allows either the General Assembly or the governor to expand the power of the Attorney General.
Eberle says it could be brought to court, but it wouldn't necessarily be a strong case.
It simply puts the power of the Attorney General in Maryland more in line with the other attorneys general throughout the United States.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
North Korea says it has successfully test-fired a new type of medium to long-range ballistic missile, and many are now awaiting further reaction from Washington.
Not a huge response from Washington at this point. We've only heard from the U.S. President Donald Trump that he's 100% behind its ally Japan. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe standing next to him when he said that. Shinzo Abe actually condemned North Korea more than President Trump.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. Adele has walked away with 5 Grammys at this year's awards show, including Album, Record, and Song of the Year. But Adele used her speech to honor Beyonce and her groundbreaking Lemonade album. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,269, the NASDAQ at 5734. Sports, college basketball, Virginia Tech upsets number 12 Virginia. The third-ranked Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards host Oklahoma City tonight. And Orioles, pitchers and catchers report to spring training today. Nationals report tomorrow. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a very difficult morning commute for many. Let's start first in the McLean area, Great Falls Street, south of 123 at McGarity Road. That's going to be closed in that area with a downed tree and wires. Crews estimate that's going to be closed at least until noon, so expect delays. That puts it north of the toll road. Also, DDOT crews were reporting that there was a downed tree outbound Canal Road right before you would get to the chain bridge. Where I'm really seeing delays is just north of that. So it looks like the tree problem issue might be as you come off of the Clara Barton Parkway before you get to the chain bridge. And if I were you, try to avoid Clara Barton Parkway because it is getting jammed. MacArthur Boulevard, I know it's only one lane for each direction as you try to push over toward Loughborough, but that might be a better option for you. To the Wilson Bridge, inner loop near 210, crash was in the backups. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. Yes, I have some better news. DC 295 still busy, but the multi-car crash northbound is north of the Beltway, now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening. Winds today, especially this morning, could gust at times out of the northwest up over 50 miles per hour. Sunny today, mid-40s. 31 tonight, partly cloudy and 53 Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Chantilly, 39 in La Plata, 38 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A Donald Trump confidant casts doubt on the chief of staff's ability to do his job. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. We're up and at them, and we're batting down the hatches because of all this high wind we got going on. Listen, it's also cold out there. Even though the temperature's not that low, the wind chill factor is quite something. Busy morning here. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we'll talk to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about all the national security stuff going on that we need to weigh in on. I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy to be joined again by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And joining us on the line right now, former U.S. Attorney to the District of Columbia, our legal analyst, Joe DeGeneva. Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Brian.
All right. So I want to start off by talking about immigration and the immigration order and what happened in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The president's on Air Force One. He stops by and talks to reporters about his options. Listen carefully.
The unfortunate part is it takes time statutorily, so it takes a little time. We'll win that battle. But we also have a lot of other options, including just filing a brand new order on Monday.
So you got a situation here with a wacky judge in Seattle, a wacky Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and a Supreme Court that split 4-4. How does he prevail in this matter, Joe?
Well, I think he's going to issue a new order today or tomorrow, which will exclude green card holders and permanent residents from its coverage, and it will put it back where it needs to be. And I think that that's going to basically solve the most important problem, which is to get the government back in the business of doing the extreme vetting that they need to do. Let's remember categorically that the Ninth Circuit is wrong. Their ruling, their three-judge ruling, is an arrogant display of judicial intervention in an executive function. Let's remember also that in that ruling, not one time does the Ninth Circuit mention the specific statute The 1952 statute gives the president the right to exclude classes of aliens for any reason he deems appropriate if their presence would be inconsistent with the national interest of the United States. And let's remember that these are the same seven countries that Barack Obama used to exclude individuals from previously, and that Congress enacted into a statute in 2013 to assist the president in doing that. So I don't think there's any question that I think the president also is going to continue his appeal process. They may seek a rehearing from the full Ninth Circuit or go to the Supreme Court, and I think they should do that. But they're going to have a new order, and it's going to be cleaned up, and it'll do exactly what it should do.
Flake and McCain have proposed a bill that would break up the Ninth Circuit because it has gotten so big, and it takes them on average 15 months to come down with a ruling, except when it's about Donald Trump, and then they come down the next day. But probably because they don't have to deliberate about it. They know what they're going to do. This has been tried in the past. Is this something that you think is a solution to this Ninth Circuit and how crazy they are?
Well, clearly the circuit is too big, and it should be broken up. But it's not going to have anything to do with this case.
I mean, no, not this case.
The Ninth Circuit has been a problem. They are reversed more than any other circuit in the country.
80%.
Somewhere between 80 and 90% of all their cases are reversed by the Supreme Court. So the issue is judicial overreach. And there is just absolutely no question that in this case, this really is a judicial abomination, this ruling. And it interferes in the national security, the functions of the President of the United States. Can you imagine a group of judges sitting there asking questions like, well, what's your evidence that people from these seven countries might do harm? Now, does that sound like a judicial question, or does that sound like legislators asking how a piece of legislation should be formed? Absolutely outrageous questioning and outrageous decision, and it just needs to be dealt with.
How do you deal with it?
Well, you're going to seek I assume that the government is going to seek a rehearing now that one of the other judges on the Ninth Circuit has requested a full in-bank hearing by the full, it would be 10 or 11 judges, not
11,
the full 27
yeah.
on the Ninth Circuit, and then ultimately going to the Supreme Court. One of the things you don't want to do, I've heard some people on television say, well, they should try this case in front of Judge Robart. Well, guess what that means? That means depositions, affidavits. You might even have the president being sworn in to give a deposition under this matter.
Yeah.
So the notion of trying this case in front of Judge Robart is ludicrous.
With a Supreme Court nominee, he's still out there. It's beginning to look as if they're going to allow him to go forward without some kind of filibuster in the Senate. Do you see this as a good sign that they've decided not to, throw themselves on try to block this thing in the biggest way they could?
The Democrats have decided to save the filibuster for the next vacancy.
Yeah.
They're not going to do a filibuster against Judge Gorsuch. And the reason is very simple. He replaces no one could ever replace Nino Scalia, so let's stop that nonsense about replacing him. He's going to fill the slot as best he can for the Nino Scalia seat. The seat that matters more than any is the one to replace either Kennedy or Ruth Bader Ginsburg or somebody else, and that's the next one. That's where the Democrats will fight to the death. They're not going to use the filibuster here, because if they do use the filibuster here, then they will lose the filibuster, and the nuclear option will be exercised by Mitch McConnell and will go to 51 votes.
I'm noticing that more and more, it seems, and you know a lot about this, serving as the former U.S. Attorney of the District of Columbia, it seems that Congress is now willing to intervene in the activities and put some sort of control and oversight once again into the actions of the district government. You see this as a good thing?
I do. I do, because Congress has that responsibility under Article 1 of the Constitution. The federal enclave, which was carved out purposely to protect the federal government from undue influence by a local or state government, exists. It's there for a reason. I think one of the things you're going to see happening is not only a review of laws, but a review of functions. One of the things that has become outrageous is that the local court of appeals, the D.C. Court of Appeals has become another renegade court, just like the Ninth Circuit. And although some of the folks up there have not wanted to deal with D.C. issues, Congressman Chaffetz and Congressman Meadows, who's the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, have become extremely interested in the malfunctioning of various government agencies in the District of Columbia. And one of the ones they may very well focus on soon is the lawless District of Columbia Court of Appeals. Your listeners don't know much about that court, but let me tell you something. If you're a landlord, if you're a business owner, if you're a property owner in the District of Columbia, it's worse than the Ninth Circuit.
Wow.
That's saying something right there.
Exactly.
All right, Joe DeGeneva, it's always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Delighted, Brian.
All right, it is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a busy morning it's been. Everyone heading out and about this morning, a little bit challenged here because the gusty winds brought down a number of trees and wires, intersections that are closed. 270, it's just been about the volume through Urbana, Clarksburg, Germantown into Rockville. Same story with the main interstate, 95, as you head through Laurel, northbound near 32. They were looking for an incident. To the Beltway we go, topside through College Park, Silver Spring, D.C., 295 northbound. It was a multi-car crash just north of the Beltway. That activity had been moved to the shoulder, but they were still waiting on a couple of tow trucks there, so they may intermittently need to block a lane. Delays to the Wilson Bridge before you get to St. Barnabas Road. 210 took a lot of the bailout traffic. McLean area, Great Falls Street, south of 123 at McGarity Road. That's where we have major problems there with that tree down and number of closures in that stretch. No problems as far as incidents right now on 66. The broken down tractor trailer eastbound before the Beltway. That's been cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for windy. There's, in fact, a high wind warning in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. You could have gusts in the 20 to 35 mile an hour area, maybe even higher than that. There was actually a gust of 66 miles an hour overnight at Reagan National. The high today, 46, but of course, the wind chill factors make it feel a lot colder than that. Tonight, a low of 31. Tomorrow, 53. Partial clearing in the day. Wednesday in the low 50s. Thursday in the low 40s. Friday in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, not all that bad. It's only 40 degrees outside, but it feels a lot colder because of the wind. 7:16 on WMAL.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune in to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sunday afternoon at 3, right here on WMAL.
6:17 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house tonight. Today, rather. It's not tonight. It's today. It's still dark, though.
It's kind of like tonight.
Immigration is a big issue right now, and there are all these stories around the country of ICE cracking down on illegal immigrants, and people are just, I mean, the left is beside themselves. Oh, wow. Look, Donald Trump is the president, and now there's this big immigration crackdown. You know what? I have to, and the president, by the way, doesn't help by his comments. He's actually tweeted out the following. He says, "The crackdown on illegal criminals is merely the keeping of my campaign promise. Gang members, drug dealers, and others are being removed." He's right about that, but he describes it as a crackdown. You know what? I'm not so sure that it's a crackdown. I think it's just, for the very first time in a long time, the immigration officials have been told, do your job. We're not
Imagine
going to
that.
Put... Yeah, the handcuffs need to be on the bad guys, not on ICE. And that's been the way it has been in this past administration. And it seems to me that what is happening now is finally, for the very first time, the laws of this country are being enforced the way they should have always been enforced under the Obama administration. But the Obama administration told ICE to ignore the law. There's no new law passed. I don't know that there's any big organized effort to go out and have a crackdown. In fact, if you ask ICE about it, they say, no, we're just doing what we're supposed to do.
Absolutely. And there's a story, MSM is running a story quote, noting that the majority of those detained were serious criminals, including some who had been convicted of murder and domestic violence.
Exactly.
Why are you still here?
61 arrests in Los Angeles, and there are arrests in New York. There have been arrests in Texas.
Island, yeah.
The vast majority of these, according to ICE, are people who were convicted of criminal convictions and were facing deportation orders. So what's the problem with this?
Well, because
I don't understand.
We haven't had laws enforced for quite some time. And this goes back to talking about having the laws enforced when you're blocking the entrance to a school. When Betsy DeVos is trying to get in, the department's education secretary, trying to get into the school, and you're blocking it. Why weren't those people arrested? We have to start enforcing the laws. And a lot of these problems will go away. And that's what Trump is doing. He said he would, and he's doing it.
All right. Here is a little bit of what was going on in Houston, where protesters were upset about this.
But we as a community here have the right to gather and unite and fight for our rights, for the rights of the community, for the rights of the immigrants.
The rights of the immigrants?
Yeah, and this is what I don't understand.
Here's the thing. They purposely conflate immigration to mean legal and illegal.
Right.
And that they conveniently leave out the word illegal, which means you committed a crime.
We're not against immigrants in this country. We're against people who come to this country. Well, some of us are against those who come to this country illegally, and especially we have some concerns when those people who come to this country illegally violate the law and are convicted of crimes and are allowed to stay.
In addition to the initial crime of breaking in.
Yes.
Breaking and entering. They basically break and enter.
Yeah. So you've already violated the law when you come in.
Right. But we're going to give you a pass on that
But, you know, you might get a pass on that one. You might not. But when you come here illegally and then you violate the law, you go through a trial process and you are convicted and then you're allowed to stay?
I don't understand.
I don't understand how that can happen.
And it's
not a crackdown to do what the law says you're supposed to do. And you're going to hear it everywhere you look today. Oh, there's a big new crackdown on illegal immigrants as a result of Donald Trump becoming president. The only thing that has changed by Donald Trump becoming president of the United States is that the laws that are on the books are now being enforced. That's not a crackdown. That's a return to the way things should have been for the past 8 years, but were
not
under the Obama administration.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, there's a way you fix it. You go to Congress and you say, we don't like the immigration laws. Let's change them. But you know what? They don't have the votes for that. They're not going to get that anywhere that they possibly can. So, you know, they know they can't win up on Capitol Hill on the merits of their argument.
Right.
And they know that the law is in place and is being fairly and equitably enforced now for the first time in about 8 years. And so what do they do? Well, they just... It's a crackdown. He's taking it out on these poor
murderers.
Yeah, that's right.
These poor murderers people convicted of domestic violence.
I'm done with this. The people that are being sent out of this country now, I want you to understand, are people who came here illegally, violated the law, were convicted of their crimes, and are now, for the first time in 8 years, being deported. How is that a crackdown? I call that law enforcement.
Yep.
It's now 7:22.
What if you woke up in heaven, but God was not there? Would you go look for him? The Ship to Look for God trilogy by D. Krause. Available on Amazon and Smashwords. Download the first book for free. Go to www.dustyskull.com.
If you're really serious about home security and keep your family safe, listen up, because we all want to protect our families. And I know you have heard these stories of neighborhood break-ins, and you think to yourself, well, that can't happen to me. You know, that's somebody else. But you know what? It can happen to you. If you're concerned about your security, of your stuff and your family, why don't you call the folks at Ackerman Security System. Ackerman's $19.95 per month rate includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring, and it costs about half of the other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time. And isn't that what you care about with the security monitoring service? How quickly do they respond when something goes wrong? Switching to Ackerman is easy and literally costs nothing at all. They can use your existing equipment and have you on Ackerman's system in a matter of minutes. Ackerman has UL and CSAA 5 Diamond Local Monitoring certification. That means that they They are acknowledged as leaders in the industry. They offer a free in-home security analysis. For a few dollars more, you can get the bells, the whistles, and all the good stuff. Get protected and save. And right now, because you listen to me here on WML, call Ackerman, mention my name, get 3 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070, 888-999-1070, or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten, and while you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL, did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. There is absolutely no judgment in their office, even if it's been years or decades from your last visit. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for even the most fearful patients. It's really life-changing. If you're interested in sedation dentistry or are finally looking to settle into an entirely different kind of dental care like I was, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
It's a good time for retirement snapshot. That would be my main piece of advice. If you're a federal employee, if you're a little bit uncertain, get a federal benefits review, see how that works towards retirement, and really make sure that you're knowledgeable on your choices just in case you do retire earlier than you thought or just in case any changes are needed in the future.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
D.C., heading 295 northbound. We're trying to get up toward the Naval Research Lab, eventually up toward the Suitland Parkway and 11th Street Bridge. The struggle has been the multi-car crash, 295 north, just north of the Beltway. They had everything to the shoulder, but they needed several tow trucks there. DDOT tells me, finally, yes, everything contained to the shoulder. But there's still a lot to check out, so plan for the extra time there. Now for 95 Virginia, northbound, pushing past the Fairfax County Parkway. Incident moved to the shoulder. The pace is actually getting a little bit better. You can now use Ox Road, 123 north of the Occoquan. That's where we had the earlier vehicle fire. That's been taken care of. Still see some activity off to the shoulder. No problems to report right now on 66, just the volume 270 as we push slowly through Urbana, Hyattstown, Germantown, and into Rockville. Top side of the Beltway, normal backups here through Silver Spring and the inner loop into Bethesda. Update brought to you by Mattress Firm. Hurry to Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands. Get queen sets for as low as $179.99. Only at Mattress Firm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening with winds gusting at times today up over 50 miles per hour. Sunny and very windy today with strong northwest winds. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 40 degrees, 727 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter. And the North Koreans are at it again, Mary. Those North Koreans, they're a wacky bunch, and we sort of expected this was going to happen. There was the test of a medium long-range missile this weekend,
yeah.
And it happened, of course, as the president and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe were meeting them, and they had the big weekend retreat down in Mar-a-Lago. And so when the Japanese and the American president get together, of course, expect the North Koreans to act up. And they did. With this medium long range missile, the first missile test of the North Koreans since Trump took office, and of course a violation of UN Security sanctions, UN Security Council sanctions. So the UN Security Council is expected to meet today in an emergency session on an urgent basis to discuss this. A couple of things about this concern me. This is a medium long range missile, you know, as opposed to a small or an extra large or a venti. But the thing that really concerns me about it is this missile is one of those that gets jettisoned into the air and then it ignites and takes off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people aren't talking about this, but what kind of missile do you use that for? You use that for a submarine.
Oh.
You use that for a ship.
Okay.
You put that kind of technology onto a ship or a submarine. Well, you've got something that's very concerning.
And Trump is going to treat him like the toddler that he is and ignore him.
Well, I hope so. 728.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Do you watch what the president says, or do you pay attention to the results? We'll take your calls coming up after the news, 7:30 in the nation's capital.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We are under a high wind warning until 6 o'clock this evening. Forecasters say we'll have northwesterly winds at 50 miles an hour through the day, gusting at times up to 60 miles an hour. From the WMAL Storm Center, Fairfax County public schools are opening 2 hours late today due to power outages scattered across the county. Thousands of people across the Washington region are without power this morning thanks to those down power lines. Dominion Virginia Power has just under 12,000 out. Pepco has about 1,400 customers in the dark, BGE about 1,900, and Novec is working to restore power to about 200 of its customers. Around here, it's the wind. In the northeast today, again today, it's the heavy, wet snow. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is in Boston.
It is snowing steadily. The winds are expected to pick up, though, this afternoon, and I think that's going to be the big story in Boston because Boston can handle snowfall. We had some heavy, wet snowfall all day yesterday. This is all on the tree branches, the power lines. When you have winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour a little bit later this afternoon, the potential for power outages will be there.
Meanwhile, some 200,000 people have been evacuated over concerns at California's Oroville Dam, where a spillway is eroding.
Cal Fire Incident Commander Kevin Lawson emphasizing the consequences of the erosion.
If that is not addressed and we don't take care of that and mitigate it properly, essentially what we're looking at is approximately a 30-foot wall of water that would be coming out of the lake. Not the lake draining, but a 30-foot wall of water.
Authorities hoping to avert crisis, saying the erosion is not advancing as quickly as initially thought. Officials say they will try to plug the hole in the emergency spillway with rocks, using helicopters to drop the rocks into a crevice on top of the erosion. I'm Reed Binion reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,269, the NASDAQ at 5734. Sports, it took double overtime, but Virginia Tech upset Virginia. The Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards host the Thunder tonight. NHL, the Caps enjoy their bye week. And in Florida, Orioles pitchers and catchers report to spring training today, tomorrow for the Nationals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear. If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
A lot of pressure below my eyes and above my eyes. A whole lot of pressure with headaches, a lot of tiredness, just wanting to lay down a lot.
I was having a lot of sinus congestion. It just progressively got worse. I almost couldn't function.
That's Jennifer and Mary. Both have suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
I actually went to several doctors. I got antibiotics, allergy shots, and nothing really seemed to work.
Now, their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Sinus Cure called balloon sinuplasty.
I feel great. My sinuses are completely clear. It was simple.
100% better. I would encourage anybody to have the procedure.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Sinus Cure. Call 301-968-6618. 301-968-6618. That's 301-968-6618.
Elevate your afternoon at Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. today with a rich, full-bodied flavor of any medium latte or macchiato for $1.99. Let Dunkin' Donuts give you the afternoon boost you need. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 pushing slowly through Germantown. Had the crash southbound before you get to Montgomery Village Avenue. So seeing a little break in the volume right in that stretch. Then you'll hit the slowdowns again after 370 and pushing into Rockville. The inner loop of the Beltway slowing into Bethesda. Outer loop topside from College Park to Silver Spring. Now within the backup between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. Crews were responding to an incident. Not sure if it was a broken down or a fender bender, so do watch. Now to the Wilson Bridge, your backup still hanging tight here at before you get to the exit for St. Barnabas Road. 295 northbound, north of the Beltway. Earlier crash had been confined to the shoulder. On the chain bridge, Clara Barton Parkway, Canal Road. That's been complicated this morning. We had a tree down on the one outbound lane of Canal Road before you get to Chain Bridge. They were alternating traffic, so now that's really put the pressure on the Clara Barton Parkway coming inbound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening with winds gusting at times today up over 50 miles per hour. Sunny and very windy today with strong northwest winds. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Chantilly, 36 in Bethesda, 38 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Busy day here. Coming up at 8:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us. I'm Brian Wilson, and oh, look, once again, that very lovely Mary Walter is in the house. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me. You know, Brian, you hear a lot of people talking about Donald Trump. It was before the election. Now that he's president, he's so rude. He's so crass. He's just not a nice guy. And how is he going to get along with foreign leaders? Because he's just so terrible. And so I want to throw this out there. Are you more concerned with his personality and his behavior? Does that matter more than his results? And I think that's a question we need to start to ask as we start to see his results. And Trump said that, you know, look, when it comes to this, I take a lot of really tough phone calls. This is a really tough job.
When you hear about the tough phone calls I'm having, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. They're tough. We have to be tough. It's time we're going to be a little tough, folks. We're taken advantage of by every nation in the world virtually. It's not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen anymore.
So it's tough. It's a tough job. You got to be a tough guy. Mm-hmm. And I remember during the election, I was having a conversation with my aunt, and she was saying, I don't know if I can vote for him. You know, he's really rude. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you're not having him over to dinner.
Yeah.
You need someone who can handle Putin and can handle like Kim Jong-un and all these other foreign leaders, and he's got to be able to talk to them. And I think there's this mentality of, well, we have to be nice, because Obama's been really nice, and everyone was going to love us, and we're going to sing Kumbaya. So are you more concerned with Donald Trump's personality and his behavior? Does that matter? Or is it just his results? Does it matter how he gets the results that matters? Or is it the ultimate outcome? 888-630-9625.
Yeah.
888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, the old thing about, you know, don't pay attention to what I say, watch what I do. He does have the ability to sometimes raise an eyebrow. Even among supporters, you know, I mean, I support a lot of the policies of this president. Sometimes I got to say, I go, whoa, I don't know why he did that or why he said it that way, because it seems to me it's jarring at times. And I've been slow to come to this realization about Donald Trump, but I think I have sort of figured out his game and what he does.
I
think so. I'm not sure, but I think so. So you'll notice out of the blue, Donald Trump will sometimes just blurt out something on Twitter that just catches everybody off guard. And then from that moment on, everybody's talking about it. All the news media are talking about it. Everybody's on the talk shows and on cable news and everywhere else. And the bloggers go crazy. And they're all focused on this outrageous thing that Donald Trump said. Well, I find that that's most of the time, if you look carefully, a diversionary tactic. It's almost like a great magician with misdirection. Look at this over here. I'm giving you a bright, shiny thing to look at while I'm doing this other thing over here that I don't really want you to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
When the press starts to get onto something that he doesn't really want them to talk about or to focus on, or he feels like, you know, it's going against him in some way, he blurts out this thing, and instantly, in 140 characters, in a matter of about 10 seconds, instantly, the narrative has changed, the discussion has changed, and everybody's off to the races on this new thing. And I think that's his strategy. And I think that among the people who don't like Donald Trump, it drives them crazy. And that's exactly what he wants. Among the people who support Donald Trump, they don't care. And I think it actually works for him in some weird way. So that's what I think is going on.
For the first time, and I said, we've been saying about this about Trump since before the election, for the first time we have someone who knows how to control the message. Republicans have not controlled the message for 15 years. They've been very happy to allow Democrats to control the message, and then they just react to it.
Mm-hmm.
For once, Trump is taking the lead, and now the other side is reacting to it, led by the media.
Well, what do you think about it? Phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Let's go to Steve in D.C. Steve, welcome. You're on WMAL.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi. I just wanted to say, it doesn't matter what he says, I like how he talks to people. It just matters, like, the results. It matters that actually something's getting done.
Yeah,
I agree.
And what is it that you see that's getting done that you go, yeah, that's what I wanted?
Just like the immigration, you know, illegal immigrants and stuff like that. Because I have a dad that's, you know, a legal immigrant, you know, and, you know, he worked hard to get here. And it's like, you know, people work hard to get here. You know, that's what needs to happen. The people that come over illegally, do the wrong thing, you know, they get penalized for it.
All right. So you're not too worried about the things he says?
No.
Steve, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for listening. He made a great point, Steve did. Just as a side note, his father is an immigrant who worked hard to come here, who respected the laws of this country.
Right.
What Democrats failed to realize is this country is a nation of legal immigrants. And I think a lot of them really react strongly to this front of the line for people who cut the law. And they forgot that is a huge element of why they lost.
Greg in Leesburg, you're up next with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Greg?
It's all about results. Why would we want to emulate what has previously not worked? In other words, the former administration failed upward The entire 8 years they were in office, while everybody politely sat around and golf clapped while they did nothing and basically ran the country into the ground. Now we've got a guy who is speaking to our opposition, speaking to our adversaries, and speaking to the politics of the matter of this nation in a different manner. And why would we want to go back to what we had been previously been doing, which was basically failing upward?
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Very true.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Greg,
Peter
for the
Principal.
Call.
Peter Principal, listen.
Yeah, listen, more of your calls straight ahead. It's 7:43 on WMAL.
Concerned that you pay more in taxes than you should? Get your taxes done right the first time with Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, who will maximize your situation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Now, we're well into 2017 now. New year, new administration, and maybe it's time for a new home. Or maybe you're one of those people moving in as part of that new administration. Well, you need to take my advice and contact Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on the local real estate market. He has spent over 25 years perfecting a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. Take, for example, the story of George, who was looking to sell his Rockville investment property. He looked to Frank for help. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. Now, the home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and on your agreed-upon deadline, or he will buy it outright guaranteed. Frank's been endorsed by Fox News Channel Sean Hannity. It's no secret, of course, that I trust Frank. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Oh, Mondays. Am I right? Eating local oysters shucked by an internationally celebrated chef? By the light of the pyrotechnics from a state-of-the-art concert stage with an unobstructed view of your all-time favorite band, and you're going to have to get up and sing for everything you're worth because it's biologically impossible not to? Man, Mondays.
At MGM National Harbor, even Mondays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On 270, crews tell me it's two separate accidents southbound near Montgomery Village Avenue. So struggling a bit, to say the least, to get through there. Once you do, you'll hit the slowdowns again, Rockville. And heading on to the 270 spur, a lot of the heavy volume on the 270 south to join on to the inner loop in through to Bethesda. I don't have anything reported there, but that's been hanging slow with us all morning long. Well, we had problems and we continue to have problems around the region where we find trees down, wires down, and closures. So that's definitely been an issue this morning. And McLean, Kirby Road, south of 123, Dolly Madison Boulevard, last check still closed with down tree and wires. In McLean, they say an estimated at least till noon, they'll have Great Falls Street closed. That's south of 123 at McGarity Road, that puts it north of the toll road area. So they'll have that closure in effect too. 66 near 123 and near Nutley Street, we had a broken down and we had an accident, both confined to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening. Mixed clouds and sun today and very windy, strong, gusty northwest winds today. At times up over 50 miles per hour, especially this morning, highs mid-40s. 31 tonight, less wind tomorrow, partly cloudy 53. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Here in the nation's capital, it's windy outside, 40 degrees, so it feels colder than that. Right now, 7:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Yeah, and we're talking about Donald Trump and whether you are more concerned with his personality and his behavior, or are you more concerned with his results? And we have a message here from Adrian listening in New Jersey. And she said, well, I believe that words matter. If we take a step back and look at the big picture, a country is now mobilized. People are acting locally where we can make a difference. And we are engaging in conversation where there is more opportunity to reach common ground.
Wow.
So words matter, but they seem to be
working. That person lives in New Jersey and put those many words together. That's amazing.
Seriously? Peter in Potomac, welcome. Good morning. You're on WMAL. Peter, good morning. You know what? I'm done with you. Peter, welcome.
Welcome. Brian, I want to say hello to you. We've appeared at Nancy's in Potomac, if you remember.
Yeah.
As speakers. So God love you. I love your show. Two things. Very easy. When Trump said North Korea wouldn't land a nuclear weapon on America, what was he talking about? He was saying I'm going to shoot it down with a missile defense. Reagan said FBI. Okay? The press went crazy when Reagan said it. They went crazy when Trump said it. Then Trump said, you want an arms race? We'll win it. And everybody went nuts. Reagan said, peace through strength. What did Putin say the next day? I don't want an arms race.
Yeah.
In both cases,
so you think
100% right.
So his words can be effective sometimes, as well as Eric. Sometimes be a diversionary tactic, perhaps.
Absolutely, Brian.
Mm, that's very good. Thank you for that, Peter.
Yeah, Jim in South Florida, welcome.
Listening online. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Love your show. I'm glad I got turned on to it about 6 months ago.
Great.
Fantastic.
Good to have you.
But all I wanted to say is, you know, sometimes you got to be blunt and slap people in the face to get their attention.
That's right. And that's what Trump does. You know, I think Trump gave this whole country a big slap in the face.
Well, people have been touchy-feely for way too long. I mean, do you want to go to a doctor who's got a great bedside manner that's horrible as a surgeon? Or do you want a guy who's a bit cold, like House, the old television show, but gets the job done?
Yeah, that's an interesting analogy there. Thank you for the call, Jim, from South Florida.
Well, yeah, I had heard another analogy along the lines of Jim said, you know, if the doctor looks at you and tells you you're fat, stop smoking, or you're going to have a stroke,
yeah.
Would you prefer that? Or would you prefer someone go, well, you know, if you don't stop smoking and is easy with you and doesn't really tell you that you could suffer from a stroke if you don't,
yeah.
That's their job. This is Trump's job.
Yeah, sometimes I get that. But I got to tell you, it is shocking to hear a president sometimes, you know, say the things that he says on Twitter in a direct way. It's refreshing in some ways because you know exactly what's on his mind. But I have this old saying about not every thought needs to be expressed.
That's very true.
And I've only come to the conclusion of lately that when he expresses something outrageous, often than not, it's because he wants to change the conversation. He doesn't like the way the conversation
is going. It's your theory, and you're sticking with it.
I think I'm right about that. 7:50 on WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
All right, time once again to see how your money's doing. Let's check in the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Good morning. Trump-branded consumer products are suffering new blows, with Sears and Kmart dropping 31 Trump home items. The retailers say it's part of a push to focus their online business on the most profitable items. The products include bedding, chandeliers, furniture, lighting, and mirrors, some from companies that supply items to Trump hotels. Meanwhile, the chief executives of 18 major automakers want President Trump to review a decision by the Obama administration that would mandate they hit a fleet-wide average of more than 50 miles per gallon in 2025. The automakers warned that would impose significant costs and put as many as 1 million jobs at risk. And gas prices are dipping because oil prices are slipping on signs of continuing oversupply despite OPEC cuts. A gallon of regular is down a nickel nationally over the past 3 weeks to $2.31. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 20,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 20K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on 66, our third issue of the morning. Still in the same area, actually, between Nutley Street and the Beltway. This is a crash. Far right lane, which is normally the green arrow lane. They put an X there now, so you can't use that far right lane as crews take care of that. Leaving Springfield on the Beltway, inner loop, heavy in toward Annandale, and that outer loop side, right as you approach the exit for I-95, that's where you have a little bit of volume you're not used to, so you're coming around at speed after Braddock Road. Do watch for that volume to merge onto southbound 95. We had a report of a crash through Landmark 395. Heavy, pretty normal again. Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Big delays in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge, heavy into the 3rd Street Tunnel as well. Trying to make a recovery. It's been tough. Clara Barton Parkway still jammed trying to get down toward the Chain Bridge and Canal Road. Earlier, we had a tree down. Update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening, with winds gusting at times today up over 50 miles per hour. Sunny and very windy today with strong northwest winds. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 40 degrees, 7:56.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And you still have time to get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 4444. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. You can still order today for guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery or your money back. Hurry, you must order by today at noon to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 4444. That's proflowers.com, code 4444.
Everyone wants to improve the healthcare system. At United Health Group, we're focused on how we can help. By enabling employers to use data to help their employees get healthier. By equipping doctors and nurses with innovative technology and insights that help them prevent and treat illness. By ensuring seniors have choice and stability in their healthcare benefits. By partnering with governments that want to offer high-quality, affordable care that can meet the unique needs of their residents. And by providing individuals with practical information to simplify their healthcare experience and help them make well-informed choices. United Health Group employees have a passion to help people live healthier lives and make the system work better for everyone. To all those who want to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Coming up on WMAO, we're going to check in with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. A lot of national security stuff to talk to him about. It's all coming up after the news at 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.